Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio in the afternoon. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And it looks like we have a nice switchboard started up here. What we're going to do is we're going to start taking callers momentarily. But first, our announcements are that we want you to visit HowPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We always have a lot of great specials on House Psychic, like the $5 special. So please check out the website and see what's out there for you. We're going to go ahead and begin to take callers now. And as we bring you on air, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Our first caller today is 941. Hello, caller by area code 941. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay, my name is Carla. I'm calling from Florida. And I was wondering what you see for me in the near future for my career.
Okay, Carla, give me one moment here, and I will tune in for you. Okay, Carla, I don't necessarily see a shift in career when it comes to the type of work that you're doing. What I do feel is that there will be a shift in location. Have you thought about relocating from your current job or company to a different job or company? Because I'm seeing a transition point.
Yes.
Okay. And what I'm feeling with this is that you are going to see success or, you know, better opportunity within the number 3. I'm getting 3 weeks, okay? And I'm feeling that you're going to have the position open up for you. So it doesn't look like it's been created quite yet. Okay. It looks like it's one that will be created within 3 weeks' time, one that will be very beneficial for you. You will be appreciated financially as well as emotionally.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, our next caller for today is area code 626. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Amaka, calling from Los Angeles. I pretty much have the same question as the last caller. I've been looking for a job, and I just wanted to see, you know, if you see that coming.
Okay. Now, let me have one moment here. Okay, and as far as what I'm seeing for this, I'm getting the 25th to about the 26th, okay? And that's going to be here within this month of March. Yes, it is a bit long of a time period to wait, but I'm feeling that's the time period in which you're going to get the best offer on the table. Now, when you do get some offers, even before that, do not turn them down. Just don't do anything with them until you've had all your options on the table for this month, okay? Because I don't feel any of them are going to be time-pressing, or at least not so time-pressing that you wouldn't be able to wait a couple weeks. We have the 15th and we have the 16th of next week, which I feel you're going to end up with a callback or something. It's going to be for a small position. It's not really worth your while, if you get my point. Okay?
Okay.
And that, I don't know, but I feel like you might have one more come in that's also very small and minute before the 25th and the 26th of this month. So right now I want you to just kind of, you know, keep your ears, keep your eyes open, and I want you to keep putting out that effort right now, looking, because you are in the right direction. You are going in the right speed here. May I ask you what kind of work you're doing? Because I see you helping a lot of people here as well.
Well, right now, I've been putting in positions for either a receptionist, administrative assistant, the personal assistant.
Okay, so that would definitely fit it. All right, well, what I want you to do is I want you to broaden that horizon a little bit more. I want you to look for other positions doing other things as well, but you are on the right track.
Okay, yeah, I have been putting out for everything, but those are the major ones, but I hear you.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and for those of you calling into today's show, you're going to use the call-in number 619-789-6807. You should use this number to call into the show, and if you want to ask your question live on air, please don't forget to push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone to raise your hand. All right, our next caller today is area code 661. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, my name is Akasha. I'm phoning from Galway in Ireland, and my question is, I'm just reading on your thing here. I want to know what the underlying beliefs that I carry around fear of commitment and intimacy, fear of intimacy.
Okay, fear of intimacy and fear of commitment. Great question, okay, and a very valid one at that. Now, I'm going to try and look at this for you, and I'm going to see what I can see for you right now. But there may be deeper underlying issues with this that really shouldn't be shared on air. So let me see what I can do to help you out here, okay?
Great, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting here is that you've committed yourself in the past to people, whether it be friendships, relationships, family members, and you have been hurt time and time again. This has become a large part of that fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And from what I'm feeling here, is it's not necessarily a permanency. It's not something you can't get past. But I do suggest you reach out to me through the website for a private reading where we can delve deeper into this more privately and more appropriately for this particular subject. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, great. Thank you. Can I then just ask, in regards to this man that I've just started seeing, if you see anything there that may be important?
Okay, well, we only do one question on the show
for
caller,
no
but
worries,
because your question really didn't get answered here, what I will do is I will answer this for you, okay?
You're trying to ask me
what about this man now?
Yeah, if you see anything or is there anything I need to know in regards to this man I've just started to see.
Okay. All right. From what I'm feeling, this man has a good, genuine emotion set towards you. I feel like they really do care. But I also feel that this person is not completely ready for any real commitment or anything quite yet. It seems to me that they seem to be very flaky at times. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is because this individual has not grown mentally in the positions or the ways that they should have been able to grow in order to be ready to uphold a appropriate and healthy, loving relationship.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. For those of you trying to call in today, please use the call-in number 619-789-6807. When you call in, if you want to ask a question live on air, you just push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone, and that will let me know that you have your hand raised and you want to ask a question. Our next caller for today is area code 484. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Antoinetta calling you again, and I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was just calling to let you know everything has been very quiet. There has not been any kind of movement or anything of any sort. So I was wondering, you know, if you see any movement coming up.
Okay. Yes, I do. And we're getting the 12th and the 13th.
Oh, okay. So that's when I will hear from this person?
I believe so. We could hear something on Friday. Friday looks iffy to me. But we're getting the 12th and the 13th, which is now another week from today.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I know. Is this person still going to be moving in with me too this month?
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember that case very well. And what I can tell you is that I feel it is back and forth, but the scales are still leaning more towards this individual trying to move in with you.
Okay. So I won't know nothing until the 11th or 12th when I hear from this person. You feel like when I hear from this person,
that's
when they're going to lay it on me? Or I mean, that day when I hear from them, is that when they're going to say,
yes,
can I move in or I need?
Uh-huh. As we spoke before, yes, that would be the same outcome. Uh-huh.
Okay, so the 11th or the 12th at the latest, but you're saying maybe next Friday or this Friday?
Well, maybe this Friday, this one coming up. Okay?
Okay. All right, and I will keep in touch. I'll let you know how things are going.
Yes, please do. All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm not sure now whether you're trying to raise your hand or not here, so we have the area code 720. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question if you have one.
Oh, sure. My name is Jane. I'm calling from Kansas. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy keen today, Jane, and how can I help you?
I just wanted to see if you think I should continue to work on a relationship with a gentleman named Andrew or not, or if this is just wasting my time anymore. I can't figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's understandable, and from what I'm seeing, you've already invested quite a bit of time. Now, let's see here. Well, Andrew, I feel, is just pulling you here and there, and I'm feeling that Andrew, in one way, doesn't really have the intention to hurt or to harm, but in another way, Andrew is very much one of those free-spirited individuals, okay, which isn't a bad thing, but it's so much on this level right now that Andrew is too hard to tie down, okay?
Uh-huh.
My feeling is that, no, you haven't really wasted any time. It's been a learning experience for you. However, right now, I think it's okay to leave the doorway cracked for the opportunity, but not to put yourself on hold.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I have a lot of things coming up. I just can't wait around and, you know, I'm getting a little tired of it.
Yeah. I understand, you know. Well, I say explore what options and opportunities come your way. Have fun with it. Leave the doorway a little cracked so when he does get his act together, if he tries to come back and you're available, great. If you're, you know, moved on, then that's his loss, not yours.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, once more for all of you out there, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's how, psychic.com. We have a lot of great specials going on there for our private readings and so on and so forth. And we have many options for help and counseling and whatnot. So please check that out. For those of you that have been tuning in today, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And now we're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to some music from the CD entitled Oneness by Serena. Today we're listening to, let's see here, I'm going to pick out a track. Well, why don't we go ahead and listen to track 4. This is entitled Dance Lasts Forever. Once more, this can now be found at Zarina1.com. For those of you that would like to call in to today's show, please use the call-in number 619-789-6807. Okay, well, you've been listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Once more, this has been your host, Reverend Adam Lee. We're going to go ahead and now end the show, but please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That's once more, howpsychic.com. And that's spelled howpsychic.com. All right, everyone, we want to wish you namaste, love, and light. We wish you a great day, and may you be full of prosperity.